Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello everyone, Charles Watts here. Welcome back to Inside Arsenal. It's Sunday, happy Easter, and it is of course the day of reckoning. Manchester City versus Arsenal up at the Etihad Stadium. I'm going to be jumping in my car in very, very short time indeed, making my way up to Manchester for the game. I'm going to be there in the press box covering the game for Goal as usual, doing my player ratings, all that sort of stuff. I'll try and do a video, of course, afterwards, so keep your eyes peeled for that in the immediate aftermath of the game, hopefully. Fingers crossed, talking about a famous Arsenal win. I'll be doing all my usual sort of live coverage on my social media as well for live updates of the game. If for some reason you can't be watching and you want to follow what's going on, then head over to my social media and I will do my best to keep you updated. So look, it's going to be a quick one today. Just going to jump on. We're going to go quickly through the predicted 11s because I've got to get on the motorway. And got a few comments and questions from you guys as well. Comments from Pep Guardiola, which I wanted to discuss as well, which I thought were worth talking about. So far, nothing's leaked out in terms of Gabriel Saka and Marseille, not even if they've travelled to the squad. I don't know. It hasn't leaked out anywhere, not even on social media. A lot of times you see it coming out. You know, people have been waiting outside the training ground and have seen who's got on the coach, that sort of stuff, who's made the journey. People wait outside the team hotel in Manchester to find out who's up there, who's made the squad. I haven't seen any videos of players getting off the coach. So Arsenal are keeping this a very, very closely guarded secret. And they've managed to do it so far very, very well. Will either of these three play? We'll have to wait and see. I've said it before. I still think out of the three, I think Gabriel Magalhães and Bukayo Saka are the two I would expect to be involved. Gabriel Martinelli is obviously more of a major doubt hanging over him. And I've had loads of messages again. They're not in any of the training photos. They're not in any of the training photos or videos. They're definitely not going to play. That doesn't mean anything. Just ignore it. I've said it so many times. I'm surprised that some of you still sort of read too much into those photos. Ignore it. If there's any doubt over those players, they never get in the pictures. They don't. Mikel Arteta manages it so, so carefully. So don't read too much into that. We'll have to wait and see what happens in a little bit of time. Who knows? It might filter out during the day today. A lot of time, Arsenal, when they're up, staying at a team hotel ahead of a game, they'll go out in the city for a sort of pre-match walk and people will then see who's in the squad, who's not. So it might filter out. By the time you're watching this and I'm in my car on the way up to the Etihad, we might know if any of these players are involved. But we'll have to wait and see on it. In terms of the predicted 11, I'm going to go through it in a minute, but I just wanted to flag this because this wouldn't surprise me. You sort of look at who could play and who won't. You know, if Saka's fit and Gabriel's fit, then obviously they're going to play in the team. If they're not fit, I don't really know what he'd do on the right. I think probably Jesus is going to be key either way. I think Bukayo Saka's going to start and I think Gabriel's going to start. So I think Arsenal will be all right with those. But I think if Martinelli doesn't, as Karens and Gordon have pointed out here, I think that's really, really interesting. In my predicted 11, which we'll see in a minute, I've gone for Trossard on the left, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if Gabriel Jesus plays on the left for this game, given his stature, given what he's like in big games, given Mikel Arteta just loves Gabriel Jesus. it just wouldn't surprise me at all if Jesus is involved. But Karen says here, I can't read the whole name. I'm just going with Karen's. I hope that's all right. He said he should play Jesus on the left and Saka on the right and then Kai in the middle. We need a strong bench. If Trossard comes on for Jesus and Partey for Jorginho, that would increase the energy in midfield, which is different to City. Rodri will be tired. I think second half substitute is going to be absolutely key in this game. Gordon says, hi, Charles. I have a feeling that Martinelli will start on the bench at best. It's interesting during the break that they've been talking up the way Jesus has been training. So I think he'll probably start on the left. Big Gabby and Saka should be fine to start. Like you, I'm nervous, but not as much as I usually am. We have got this good positive energy there from Gordon this morning. Yeah, Gabriel Jesus on the left. It is something, like I said, it wouldn't surprise me at all if it happens. He's just a big game player. You know, he knows what it's like to handle these sort of occasions. I mean, Trossard is as well. To be fair, and you know, Trossard's done very, very well this season when he has had to fill in over on the left-hand side. So it's a good option for Mikel Arteta to have. It shows the sort of strength and depth that Arsenal have. So let's go through to my predicted 11. So this is what I've gone for in terms of today. Obviously, the back four, I think, picks itself. Yes, there's a chance that Zinchenko might come in. I'd be surprised if Zinchenko suddenly comes in to this game. Like Jesus, Arteta does love Alexander Zinchenko and what he brings to the team, but the defence has just been playing so well. It's been giving up so few chances. There seems to be such a good understanding between the four of them right now that I just don't really see him changing it, even, you know, with Tomiyasu fit and Zinchenko fit. So my back five, including the goalkeeper, have gone Raya, White, Saliba, Gabriel and Kivior. I'm then going for a bit of a shift in formation. I think he might well do this today. So we might see Jorginho and Rice play as a pair rather than one of them as the holder. I think that will just give Arsenal a little bit more stability, and it also gives Arsenal to change things up during the second half if needs be. You know, it's just a quick sort of flick of the switch and you can change formation into a slightly more attacking type position. But I think we've seen this before from Arteta this season when he suddenly plays Jorginho and Rice as the two, and I think he might well do that today, and that will have Odegaard playing as the sort of more traditional number 10 in the centre rather than his right-sided eight role. And then forward line, I'm going Saka on the right, Kai Havertz is a central striker, and I'm going with Leandro Trossard on the left. Look, if Gabriel Martinelli is fit, completely fit, 100% fit, then I think he plays. But, you know, I just don't know if that is the case right now. So I'm sort of erring on the side of, not caution, I'm just erring on the side of my hunch that Martinelli might not be fit. He might be on the bench, but I just feel like he's pushing it for Martinelli to be fit for this game. So I think Trossard, but it wouldn't surprise me if it's Gabriel Jesus on the left. So that's a predicted 11 that I have gone for today. Okay, on to these comments that Pep Guardiola has said pre-match that I wanted to quickly discuss. There's a headline from the Daily Telegraph today. Pep Guardiola ramps up the mind games ahead of Arsenal showdown. They have had it easy on the title race. And this is what Guardiola had to say in his pre-match press conference. He said, I said it 1,000,000,000 times. The biggest success of this club organisation is that many years we are still there. People cannot imagine how difficult it is, the City manager said. I can't say it without a smile on my face. To fight for one title that you haven't won for many years is wow, it is easy. But now being here for many, many years and still being there is wow. It is a benchmark for the new generation in this club because what we have done is really, really good. I could not expect, honestly, being here with the problems we had this season, being in this position right now. And we want to extend it. We want to try and be here longer. But it's the most complicated thing. I don't really know. What problems have they had this season? They've had some injury problems like every single team have had, like Arsenal have had, like Liverpool have had. So I don't really understand what he's talking about. And it does make me laugh when he says to fight for one title that you haven't won for many, many years is easy. But now being here for many years, it's still being there. Look, see, what City have done has been incredible. And they deserve a lot of credit in terms of the football side of things for doing it. But there's 115 reasons why that is heavily, heavily clouded. And you all know what I'm talking about. And we'll wait and see what happens with that. But when you've got the financial firepower, unlimited financial firepower that Liverpool, that Manchester City have got, when it's been used in the way that 115 charges suggest that it has been used in, then I'm not sure it's that difficult, to be fair. You've certainly been given a little bit of a helping hand from outside influences. And to say for Arsenal, it is easy to come back and challenge for one title in many years, I mean, is just someone looking in at the situation who has no clue where Arsenal are and the mess that they were in just a few years ago when Mikel Arteta arrived. To change things the way Arteta and his coaching staff and the club, the board, Edu, have done from where they were just a few years ago is absolutely brilliant. And it has taken remarkable amount of work, good decisions. It was far from easy to do it. And to challenge against a team with unlimited firepower, with 115 charges resting over their heads in terms of how they managed to get into the position they are in now in the first place, it is not easy. And so honestly, it's hard to read those comments from Pep Guardiola, a manager I respect massively. He's done amazing things for the game, but it's very, very hard to read those comments and not have a quiet sort of smirk to myself as he said it, because just living in cloud cuckoo land a little bit there, I'm afraid, Pep, for all the good stuff you've done. But remember what you said. If you find out that you've been lied to, then you're going to leave. You'll walk away from Manchester City. So let's go and let's wait and see what the outcome of these 115 charges brings, shall we?
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right, moving on to some questions and comments here. Here's one from someone who doesn't leave a name. If you don't, I'd love it, you guys, if you when you send in your comments, if you sort of sign them off with your name underneath, because sometimes your usernames and stuff like that, is, you know, they're hard to kind of read and or whatever, and some of them don't make any sense. And so I'd love you to finish your comment with your name, and it just make it a lot easier for me to then sort of name you and say where this is coming from, because obviously there's no name on this one. It's just a random username. It says, key points in my mind: Kivior is the best left back for this match. Defensively, we have an unpredictable opponent. His pace should counter most of that threat. He's also an asset in set pieces where I think this match will be won. Saliba is a great player, and I'm sure that he will have a tougher time against their center forward than last time. I'm pretty sure he has enough strength and pace to make up for the small gambles he makes when he goes in a bit earlier than would be classically correct. Gabby is playing like a monster too. White is the crux. He needs to attack both overlap and cut in, because City will have a game plan for Saka, which will free those spaces. It suggests 4-4-2 or 4-2-3-1. The other obvious areas are De Bruyne and Rodri. In every duel and every 50-50, we have to be aggressive and hard, win that psychological battle, and we will do the double. This is one hell of an Arsenal side, in many ways better than 2002 side. There are demons from last season for them to fight. I am certain we will win. Come on, you Gunners. I just thought that was a really good comment, sort of looking at the game as well and where some of the key areas is. And I think you're really spot on in terms of what you bring up in a lot of those comments. So, yeah, I thought it was really, really good. Very interesting what City do to sort of counteract the threat of Saka and Martinelli if he's over on that left-hand side, especially with some of the defensive issues that they have right now. Yeah, it's going to be very, very interesting. I do think, like you say, I think Ben White could have a really, really important role in this game, because there's no doubt that Saka's going to find himself at least doubled up on at times, and then that will give some space to someone else, usually Ben White, and he needs to try and take advantage of that. Here's one from Eddie. He says, love your work, Charles. Thank you very much. Quietly optimistic for the City game. Have a feeling that if we win this game, the boys will go on to take the title with the belief they will get from it. That's not to say it will be easy on... by the way, if we win on Sunday, can we get a verse of North London forever from you? No, not on here. I tell you what, you come and sit near me in the ground on a match day, then you'll certainly hear me singing it then, because I always do. But I'm not going to sit here and sing it and spoil all your breakfast if you're watching this over your breakfast anyway. Yeah, look, I think if Arsenal go on and win this game, then what that could do for the rest of the season is absolutely huge. The momentum, the belief, confidence, everything, not to mention the 3 points, will be absolutely huge. There's still be a long way to go. Arsenal would still have difficult away games to go. Even if they win this game, I still think they'll probably, in terms of the opta win percentages and everything like that, I still think they'll probably be third favourites still behind Liverpool, Manchester City, even if they win today. But it would still be a huge, huge thing for them and give them a massive shot in the arm ahead of the title running. Here's one from, oh no, I've already said that one, haven't I? I've already said that. Sorry, from Karen, so I put that on earlier on. And I just wanted to finish the show on this one. I had this discussion yesterday about injured players and players that I wish hadn't got injured and, you know, what would have happened to them. We spoke about Diaby and Jack Wiltshire. And Tim here points out another player I'd have loved to stay fit is Santi Cazorla. I can't believe I forgot Santi. And I wanted to just add this in because, yes, 100%. I'm convinced Arsenal would have won one, maybe two titles had Santi Cazorla stayed fit in a couple of seasons, especially the Leicester City season. Had Santi not got the injury and missed loads of it, I think Arsenal win that title. He was that good. He was that influential. And I think it would have been absolutely crucial. And so, yeah, Santi Cazorla, 100%. Eduardo as well, which many of you pointed out in that in the 2007-08 season, which before last season was the most enjoyable season I've ever had at the Emirates, was that year. I loved that team. They were doing so well. Had Eduardo not got that injury at Birmingham, utterly convinced Arsenal would have got on and won the title that season. They still should have done even after that injury, but you could see the impact, that result, the injury, the manner of the draw, what happened afterwards with William Gallas. That was, you know, the point that the season collapsed was absolutely there. And it all stemmed from the Eduardo injury and the emotion of it all and seeing it all happen. And so, yeah, Santi Cazorla, 100%. Eduardo as well, 100%. Okay, that's it from me, everyone. Thank you very much for watching. I really do appreciate your time. Have a great Sunday. However you're trying to keep the nerves away over the next few hours, just do it. And then, yeah, wherever you're watching the game today, whether it be at the Etihad, be loud if you're going there. The boys are going to need it. If you're at home, behind the sofa, watching it from behind your hands, whatever you're doing, just enjoy it. Fingers crossed Arsenal can get the job done. I'll do a video after the game from the press box, doing my player ratings and my quick match review. And then obviously I'll be doing a much more in-depth video tomorrow overlooking what has happened. If you want to get involved in that, then come back to this or reply to my ratings video after the game and I'll gather them all together and put them in tomorrow's show. Until then, have a fantastic day, everyone. I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.